Hi, welcome back to Books and Broomsticks. I'm Chaotic Witch Aunt.
I'm Matt Sick Hatter Plays.
And today we are having a conversation about the winter holidays. More specifically, what is the difference between Christmas and Yule?
Yeah, I was about to say, if we're going to do all of the winter holidays,
we're going to be here a three-hour episode. We're going to be here too long. But today we're just going to talk about what Christmas is, what Yule is, you know, the big old debate on whether Christians stole Yule from the pagans, which we hear every year. And then talking a little bit about Yule and the winter solstice, because a lot of times you'll hear, we get around Christmas time, it's like, it's Yuletide.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says Yuletide, and then everyone calls the winter solstice Yule.
Mm-hmm.
But are they the same?
No, none of these are the same thing, technically speaking.
All different.
They're all different. So, for starters, I also want to do a little side note, and we need to make a video about it eventually. Anthropology, folklore, and history are all different things. So, this question is going to have severely different answers depending on who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking, like, a historian and they're, like, watching through everything, they might say, like, they are all stacked on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
An anthropologist would probably say, here's some of the symbology behind these holidays. I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
A folklorist is going to say that they're all very separate because every region that celebrates each one is very different from each other.
You got two folklore bitches here. So,
so that's it. You get to have everybody thinks of it very differently.
And that's the thing is, there's really, because of that, there's no one correct answer. It all is about a basis of opinion and viewpoint, as well as cultural context.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I consider all of these separate. And I don't consider Christmas and Yule the same either. Christmas is on December 25th, and Yule, or Yule, is a old Germanic holiday, which then I keep separate from the winter solstice, because the winter solstice to me is an elemental holiday. Although I think sometimes people call the winter solstice Yule.
Yeah. So from my understanding of Yule is that it always happens around the same time, but it's not necessarily a stretch of precise time. It's usually more of a reference towards like crops and like mm-hmm. celebrations of the winter.
I believe Yule is a several day festival as well.
Yes. So, and then for me personally, Christmas has always been the Americanized little commercial, little family, little independent holiday.
Get a roast. Make a roast.
Yes. Yeah. Make a big old pot roast. Everybody getting together. The dog begging for the scraps at the dinner table. You know, Kris Kringle's coming down that chimney.
Not Kris Kringle.
Not Kris Kringle.
I personally associate Christmas with more, I wouldn't say more Christian traditions, but for me, Christmas is a huge time for folk magic because my family, I grew up going to Feast of the Seven Fishes Christmas Eve night. It was a big thing. I wore a little red dress. I visit my grandparents on Christmas. So it's always been about family and giving gifts to one another. And then as I've gotten older, it's had a lot more implications within the folk magic that are great. Like if you want to hex someone, you go to Christmas Mass and you nibble off pieces of a lemon, stab them, and throw them in that yard. So there are a lot of things that happen around Christmas. Like any day where, you know, people go to Mass or there's church or it's a holy day, there's something profane to toggle the sacred that you can do.
I always think about a lot of like other sides of folklore, the judgmental parts of folklore, which I absolutely adore. Christmas is the time where everybody's getting some bullshit judgment happening to them.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's Frau Percha, whether it's Belschnickel, whether it's Krampus, whether it's Belfagna, whether it's Santa Claus or Santa Claus,
Krampus. We love the holiday witches and the holiday,
Yule goat.
The holiday and the Yuletide tricksters is a good term for it. There's almost always a story of Oh, Grýla is an Icelandic one who eats children.
Grýla, yes, absolutely. I love Grýla. And the Yule lads. I mean, they're
the
all
lads.
They all come together into this big
all come together
judgmental crowd, which they just say, make the holidays nice?
It goes past naughty or nice in a lot of cultures and goes to, have you darned your socks?
Oh yes, the
have
Yule
you blessed
cat.
Your mother? If
yep,
not,
the Yule cat. If you did you do this? Did you do your spinning?
Did you
get
your
the wool?
Backwards.
Did you make the socks? Did you make a new outfit? is everything clean?
I love looking at these traditions and knowing that this someone one day was like, I need a new pair of socks for Christmas. So went
Can
to their
we
parents
about that actually
was like, I need a new pair of socks, and if I don't get a new pair of socks before Christmas, I'm gonna die. This
do
thing's
you know do you want to know where it comes from?
Where?
So when we are actually talking about what happens with the Yule cat, it turns out that the big like thing for I think it's Scandinavians at this time is wool production. Like, that is their main source of income. It is their main source of survival. So if you didn't make all of the clothes for everybody and have the surplus available to sell, you were going to be poor. So as a way to get children to work, and this is like academics have proven this, to get children to work to get the family to be ready to go, they threatened with the Yule cat. If you did not have fresh clothes ready to go for Christmas, the Yule cat would eat you.
I love a Yule cat. We love him. He's just a big cat.
We even have Dr. Emily Zarkov, who talked about it for their Yule cat episode over on Storied PBS.
Yeah. So moving past the folklore having to do with the winter holidays, there's always a discussion that comes up around this time of year. It's everywhere. It's on Twitter. It's everywhere. It's the Christians stole Yule from the pagans.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean,
what are you going to do about it? I'm curious. What are you?
It seems like there's always two thoughts. Okay. It's everything Christian comes from paganism, one, or literally who gives a shit at this point? There's nothing we can do about it.
So there's a few things that I have like about this whole thing. For starters, I'm sorry, pagan is such a weird word that so many people have like, watch people argue about what is pagan. And
no one
go
knows
from there.
So how did the Christians steal from the pagans if we don't even know which pagans and who and where and when?
Especially because if you go far enough back into Christianity, it's pagan.
It's pagan. That was paganism.
So literally, like, no matter how you look at it, the traditions were already there. And yeah, absolutely. Do I think that in some aspects we've taken things and bastardized them so that Christmas directly took from some of the other religions? Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's the kind of the situation with tradition, and that's the situation with folklore, is that it literally is variants on the exact same thing.
It's
so,
also
yeah,
more likely that pagans or folk practitioners converted into Christianity and brought the traditions with them.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't necessarily, and I think it's always an interesting debate because it always feels so unnuanced. Like, and I hear it a lot of like, all of these elements in Christianity or in Catholicism are just taken from paganism. I'm like, well, that's actually not true. They were most likely brought over as a result of beliefs and folklore and superstitions of non-Christians converting, forced or not forced, into Christianity and then assimilated into it. So if you're spending, and that's, it's overall an inaccurate and unnuanced statement most, if not all, of the time.
It's a very TikTok statement.
It is a very TikTok statement.
So this is what I've started to learn.
Yes.
And I've officially, and this is from arguments that have happened in my past little bit of time. Frankie knows a little bit about it. I'm sure anyone listening who is part of it and understands what I'm talking about. But I've learned very quickly that there are nuanced, great conversations to be had. And then there's TikTok statements, which are technically true, but only because you don't have all of the nuance. And so everybody's going to argue about it for 10,000 years. And yeah, ultimately, it doesn't matter until you can have those nuanced conversations.
Yeah, the nuance is important. And that's the new, that's, and I always see things on Twitter and TikTok and being like, Christians, you can have Christmas, but we want the Christmas tree and all these things that are, were part of Yule back. I'm like, technically they were not part of Yule because Yule is Germanic. They were part of a tradition somewhere that was brought into Christianity, or that Christianity, you know, adapted in order to force more people to convert. When we think in terms of feast days in certain cathedrals in Italy, those feast days of the specific saints, or those cathedrals of specific saints, originally were Roman or Greek gods and were temples to Roman gods or feast days of Roman gods. We think of Diana's Nemorelia, which is very, very close to the Assumption of Mary. And that was strategically done because Catholicism was like, well, we see that you're having a Roman festival, we're going to make it a Christian thing. It was to get more people to convert, to get people to do it more. So then what ended up happening is there is a lot of overlap between Diana's Festival of Nemorelia and the Assumption of Mary, because those traditions just kind of shifted over. So we can think of the same thing around Christmas and old folk traditions or cultural beliefs. They just shifted. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a big bad Catholic guy sitting there going, I'm going to take this shit.
Right. The Pope isn't sitting there like twiddling his fingers. Well, and then like, here, let me like, we'll make it even more so. If a Japanese American family is celebrating Christmas, did they steal that from paganism? Yeah. If they're putting all of their aspects into it, if they're putting all of their traditions into this like great, fantastic like celebration, they didn't steal it from anybody. They took their traditions and put them into a situation that they were brought into, whether by force or by like self, you know, placement.
You think so, it's like lentils on the new year came from Christianity? No, babe. Right. Italian folk beliefs.
Like, we're all sitting there. It's like, I understand. I do understand, though, where like a lot of people get really fly hair up their butt about, you know, Christmas versus Yule. I get it. But at the same time, you're not correct, because there is such a wide variety of situations happening here. So can pagans celebrate Christmas? 1000% yes, especially in modernity, when we have such a loose translation of what Christmas is, especially like, and I'm gonna say it because this is the only place that I know it from, Christmas in America, especially because there is no hard old traditional belief system about Christmas besides commercialism. And that's not hard. That's not like you're not going to move on into your next generation with, oh, Santa Claus with holding Coca-Cola. No, you're actually going to take the traditions of family and the love that you and take that into the next generation. So
makes, I got no sense. Tired of the pagans can't celebrate Christmas argument, so I just stopped calling myself a pagan so I could do whatever the fuck I wanted.
Yeah, I'm really good at just not answering now. Anytime someone's like, so what are you? I'm like, Matt.
I don't know. Talk to the team. Talk to the team.
Whoever's over there.
Whoever's over there.
I just work here, guys. Just, I don't know.
So what is Christmas? Christmas is a celebration, I think, of the birth of Jesus Christ.
Christmas, it's Christmas. So it's basically a celebration of either, yes, his birth. It is a celebration of everybody coming to cute little baby Jesus being born. It's why the wise men and the whole nativity scene is there. But yes, it's literally in the word. It's Christ.
Christ. And then versus Yule is a 12-day festival. And I think it's mostly celebrated by Germanic people. I think it has ties to the Wild Hunt, Odin.
We should talk about the Wild Hunt eventually. I want to talk about Wild Hunt in video games and versus never mind, don't mind me.
It's all about farmers bringing things to the temple, bring the food they needed while the feast lasted, take part of drinking of ale, livestock work. It's very much about hunting and feasting and a lot of farming stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's typically what these things are about. Even Winter Sola, which is the Hopi belief, the Hopi tradition of winter. Mm-hmm. It is this celebration that winter is here. Well, I shouldn't say celebration exactly.
Everyone
it's
just
more
like
of this. We're coming together because fuck, there's winter.
Fuck, there's snow.
We're desert natives dealing with goddamn cold weather that doesn't let shit grow. Great. But it's usually a celebration of like the crops and what's happening during this time.
Yeah, and then winter holiday celebration. No, I missed one. Yule and winter solstice, depending on who you ask, are going to be the same. But I think the title Yule started being associated with the winter solstice through Wicca. Yule is a 12-day festival, and the winter solstice is a time period on Earth.
Yeah, I was like, that's just a time frame.
Which solstice celebrations are great if you are very, you know, seasonally aware like me. I celebrate the winter solstice. I do not celebrate Yule because I have no connection to the Wild Hunt or Germanic people.
Yeah, I look outside. If shit's dead, I go winter solstice.
Winter solstice. First day in the year. I do love celebrating the winter solstice. I think there's a lot of magic that can come in there. You can do a lot of wintry crafts. You can give to the people around you, make them feel welcome. I also wanted to talk a little bit about our winter holiday celebrations because, I mean, we're talking a lot about Christmas versus Yule. What do we celebrate as the co-hosts, as practitioners? What do we do in the winter holidays?
This is probably where I get the most American. I'm not going to lie. My mom had two big holidays, Halloween, Christmas. We literally get up and I will show up to my mom's house in my pajamas. I don't give a flying motherfuck. I will show up. We will sit there, unwrap presents from under the tree, drink hot cocoa, and just be happy that none of us died that year because plot twist, it's usually me that almost died that year. And that's it. That's what we do. We enjoy our presence, to not just the actual gifts. We enjoy the presence of each other. And we're just a happy family during this time frame. We're just glad that we're warm, that things are going well.
And that we have table and Matt isn't dead.
Yeah, and that Matt didn't die. Good job, Matt. He did it.
Yeah. My personal holidays is I celebrate Christmas with my family. And Christmas has always been a big thing because, you know, my family on one side is Roman Catholic Italian. So, of course, Christmas was a big thing. I love giving presents to people, especially witchy presents. I celebrate winter solstice on my own. And I typically do a lot of cleansing rituals. I do a lot of magic for the upcoming year. And I kind of like enjoy the shortest day of the year and line up manifestations and expectations with it. And then after Christmas comes the fucking epiphany, and a bitch loves the epiphany.
Epiphany about the epiphany.
I started celebrating the epiphany last year, and I love doing house purifications. I love putting up Befana decorations. There is a celebration, like an Epiphany festival in Italy, that I hope to attend one day. But for now, I just love cooking. And of course, you do traditional things like lentils, dishes to bring in good luck and abundance. You can do a Epiphany like novena or prayer. I talk about this a little bit in a YouTube video that'll be out on Tuesday as well. But I love the winter holidays, just like the summer holidays, where I have summer solstice and the festival of St. John the Baptist and a bunch of other folk traditions. The winter holidays, I do everything. I am like solstice, Christmas, Epiphany, New Year's, four all in a row. And I celebrate all of them. So there's a mix of old folk traditions that I'm trying to bring back into my family and kind of the Americanized, there will be a Christmas tree. I actually don't know when my family's putting up a Christmas tree this year. Christmas tree with presents, and we make a roast. And on Christmas Eve, my mom always makes spaghetti with marinara and calamari.
Yum. It is
one day a year because my sister doesn't eat calamari or seafood anymore because she's a marine biologist. So like, she's like, this is bad for the environment. I'm like,
I'd do it anyway.
So this is the one day a year she has calamari. And I love it. It is the one day a year my mom will make this one dish. And it is so special and amazing every single year. It's my favorite part. It's one of my favorite things. So those are things like family traditions that have passed on. Like my mom always makes the same dish on Christmas Eve. Sometimes we'll do a bunch of different fish dishes. Christmas morning, we all wake up. Someone is going to wake me up at like 7 a.m., 8 a.m., shove a thing of coffee in my hand, and we're going to sit and unwrap presents.
Aw, how sweet. I love that for you guys.
Thanks. We love it for us too. So I wanted to touch back. I know we kind of talked about it, but I do want to answer the question at the end of like, can pagans celebrate Christmas?
Duh.
Yeah. And this is because Matt kind of already talked about this, but you know, Christmas as an American concept is just commercialized. Everyone has different traditions and ideas and practices around it that don't necessarily have to fight with your pagan beliefs. You don't need to, in America at least, with the commercialization of Christmas, you don't need to celebrate Christ on Christmas.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's not that Christmas stole from the pagans, it's that capitalism stole from the pagans. I mean, literally, there is a shit ton of, like, people who are very...
That's a tough to tip now.
Christmas, Christ, big worshipers, and they don't do half of the shit that we associate with Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, capitalism. Got it. Cool.
This has been our little episode on Christmas versus Yule, our holidays, etc.
Happy holidays!
An amazing holiday season, whether you are celebrating traditional 12-day Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, all the holidays. There are so many. We hope you have a great time. Thank you so much for listening. And we will talk to you guys next week.
And make sure you don't get eaten and or beat up and or your house burnt down and or, wow, there's a lot of things that could happen to you if you've been naughty this year.
Coal in the stocking. Coal.
Wow, that was the easiest one.
I know. This has been Books and Broomsticks. I'm Chaotic Witch Aunt.
And I'm Matt Hatterplays.
We'll talk to you guys next week.